Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Caro on B98.5.
All right, listen up. You need some advice, Antoinette.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I need to press the panic button.
Okay.
I met someone. He's younger.
How much younger?
12 years. So when we met, he had a really good job, but was having some financial trouble. So it ended up that I let him move in with me and my kids. And he's so good with them. So a few months into the situation of him living with us, all these letters started coming in from collection agencies and past bills and things like that. And I felt bad. So I paid the debts.
All of the debts?
It was some back taxes and like his truck and some credit cards and things like that. So
all in all, how much were you out?
About $50,000, probably.
$50,000. Oh, and you said he had a good job when you met. What did he do? Where did you meet him?
He worked at a bank.
Like, was he a teller?
Yeah.
You met him he was a bank teller?
Yes. Well, he quit that job to go to Vegas to become an MMA fighter. And
are you serious?
I mean, but you have to see this guy, though.
He's ripped. That's what you're saying. He's ripped. He's in good shape.
Yes.
He's tatted up nice. All right.
Totally.
So has he paid you back any of this money that you've loaned him?
He gave a little bit, and then he said he would give the bulk of it back no later than March of this year.
Okay.
And I was counting
July.
On it because I'm not getting child support from my ex. So, you know, and everything like, you know, how prices are right now and inflation, it's insane.
Is he expecting as an MMA fighter to just like win a fight and he's going to, and that's going to be like a big purse or something?
Once you get on the roster, you do well.
Is he on the roster?
No, not yet. But he has a coach and an image coach that is helping him.
Well, that's not cheap, and it's certainly not free. So is he paying for that?
Well, he's asking for more money now.
Oh, and, my gosh.
I mean, I love him. I love this guy.
We'll turn it over to our audience and see if they can give you some advice. You're asking whether or not you should just continue on with this or what you should do next?
I'm so clouded by this. And I'm just wondering, like, has anyone else been in this situation that could help me?
Well, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners who are dating young men who have gone off to Vegas to become MMA fighters. Let's turn it over to you now. Your advice is you're hearing this 404-741-0985. You could tell that she's very emotionally caught up in this.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it's good to ask advice and hear what people who are not connected to the situation think about it. 404-741-0985. It's the panic button. We heard from Antoinette a couple of minutes ago, who's asking for your advice.
She fell hard for a guy that's much younger than her and ended up paying off all of his debts to the tune of $50,000, which was like her entire life savings. He up and quit his job, moved to Las Vegas to become an MMA fighter, and is now asking her to send him more money. And she's just so confused and clouded and needing a little advice this morning.
So, yes, level-headed listeners, Dennis in Brookhaven.
He's got a promise to sign a contract that he's going to pay her back everything he already owes her, plus whatever he's asking for. And he's got to, in that contract, say that he's going to get a real job, like a construction job, and start working as soon.
Well, you don't think becoming an MMA fighter in Vegas is a legitimate occupation?
I mean, I'm not. No, it's not. I mean, it's just,
I mean, obviously it's not very lucrative if he's already been beat up and is asking for money for medical bills.
I guess unless your name is Conor McGregor, you should probably move on.
Be a ring card boy or something.
Yeah, MMA is mixed martial arts. This is where they go into the ring and just there's no
clobber
gloves,
each other.
No, nothing. Yeah. It's very dangerous. Maybe that's something that Antoinette is also attracted to. Sadie and Marietta?
This guy is 12 years younger, and she sounds like a middle-aged woman with kids. She was definitely used, and by the fact that he moved to Vegas, and he's not even living with her anymore, like, come on, lady, just count your losses and move on.
Moving to Vegas to become an MMA fighter is a bit of a last-ditch effort. Who goes from bank teller to MMA fighter?
I mean, you can try and become an MMA fighter in Atlanta, too.
That's true. He's probably gambling in his off time. What little money he has.
With her money.
Oh.
Yeah, with her money surrounded by other women.
All right. We are going to talk to Kathy Loganville, who noticed something Antoinette said, and she's got this guy figured out. We'll talk to her coming up next, 404-741-0985. Panic button is where you just need some simple advice and you're caught up in a whirlwind of craziness and you're just not sure, are you the crazy one or are they the crazy one? Antoinette reached out. She met this guy. He was working at a bank and he moved in and then she found out he was in debt, like lots of debt, $50,000 debt. She helped pay his debt down. Now he's gone out. He's making money, apparently, or trying to make money, becoming an MMA fighter out in Vegas, asking for more money for stylists and stuff. I mean, it seems obvious to pretty much everybody. Carolyn Loganville, you connected some dots here.
I mean, has no one picked up on this already?
What?
You said that he worked as a bank teller. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was a bank teller when they met.
Not only was he a bank teller, he was her bank account teller. So that means he had access to how much money she had in the bank.
Oh.
Okay.
He probably zeroed in on her thinking she is a single woman. She's got tons of money. Let me zero in on her. And now he's supposedly an MMA fighter in Vegas. I mean, has she seen any of his fights?
Interesting. She's here in Atlanta. He's in Vegas.
Right.
So, or is he really? Is he here in Atlanta?
He's living it up. Right. Is he just living it up on our dime?
Are we listening to B98.5 or is this Dateline right here? Is that what's happening? Tracy and Cumming.
Good morning. I think this woman needs to grow up and get out. Mm. She is clouded all right. And, you know, he probably did quit his bank job because he saw her coming. And I don't know if she realizes this, but there are people out there who do this kind of thing to make a living. They are professional liars. They are professional hustlers. And she needs to figure this out very quickly before it affects her children any more than it has.
Yes.
And she needs to realize that there are, other cuts of meat. Does that make sense?
Wow.
There are other
many
cuts
fish
of meat.
In the sea.
My eyes are up here, Tracy. So a study says half of millennial moms don't know common nursery rhymes.
This seems kind of crazy to me, but
right. We couldn't believe it. So we put together a little test to see if it's true. I went around and talked to, for example, Jessica. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went,
that lamb was sure to go.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Woo!
Pretty killer, I know. I should put that on my resume.
Can recite nursery rhymes.
With like 85% accuracy.
Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't...
Feed her?
Keep her.
Keep her. That is not relevant.
I will say, most moms have difficulty with Peter Pumpkin Eater. Like, that's their Achilles heel.
What?
Heather was our next contestant, seeing if millennial moms know common nursery rhymes. Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one.
And down he ran, hickory dickory dock.
The mouse ran down, but that's just... Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife.
He tried to eat her?
Again, no. Peter eats pumpkins. All right. Next contestant was Andrea. Do millennial moms know common nursery rhymes?
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
The mouse ran up the clock. No.
No, the cow jumped over the moon. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle.
Here's my spout.
I love the pantomime of it all. Like, you couldn't do it just talking. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went,
her sheep was sure to go.
The lamb.
The lamb.
Mary didn't have a little sheep.
Okay. So the study was correct.
Yeah, I would say so.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Patty and Johns Creek, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. You think you can do this? You got this?
Well, Kara's pretty smart. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to try my best.
Have you played before?
I have not.
Okay, I love it. First timer. Good job, freshie. Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, it's time to take a short break, please.
I'm out of here, Patty. Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you. But Kara, you don't need it.
Kara will step out. I'll ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready for question one?
I'm ready.
Shawn Mendes has canceled the rest of his tour to focus on mental health. He was supposed to play at the former Phillips Arena. What is that now called?
State Farm Arena?
Question number two. The first official trailer for the new Pinocchio movie dropped yesterday. Pinocchio's nose gets longer when he does what?
Tells a lie.
Question three. Khloe Kardashian's ex says she could have, quote, hollered at him to be a surrogate to her second child instead of Tristan Thompson. Who's Khloe's ex? Played basketball for the Lakers. Shares a name with a popular billboard company, if that helps you.
I'm bad with basketball. Basketball's not one of my favorites. So I know it's not LeBron James, or just going to LeBron James, but
Let's just move on.
I'll think
it's
of it
okay.
later.
I know. Number four, Ariana Grande made a rare makeup-free appearance promoting her new makeup line. The average woman spends how much on makeup in her lifetime? Is it $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000?
$15,000.
Finally, number five, Shania Twain is opening up about her struggles with Lyme disease in a new Netflix documentary. How do you get Lyme disease?
From ticks.
All right, I'm bringing Kara back in. I got to say, Patty, you killed this morning. You killed.
Oh.
You did great.
Thank you. Let's see. A lot harder when you're doing it in person.
I know. I'm thinking it could be a tie. Possible Kara win. Let's see what happens. Ready,
okay.
Kara, for the same questions?
I guess so.
Number one, Shawn Mendes has canceled the rest of his tour to focus on his mental health. He is supposed to play at the former Phillips Arena. What's that place called now?
State Farm Arena.
State Farm Arena. Patty said that, too. It's 1-1. Question two, first official trailer for the new Pinocchio movie dropped yesterday. Pinocchio's nose gets longer when he does what?
When he lies.
That's right. It's 2-2. Question three, Khloe Kardashian's ex said she could have, quote, hollered at him to be the surrogate to her second child instead of that cheating, sniveling Tristan Thompson. Who's Khloe's ex?
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom, Patty. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Kara pulls out to a lead of 3-2. Question number four, Ariana Grande made a rare makeup-free appearance promoting her new makeup line. The average woman spends how much on makeup in their lifetime? Is it $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000?
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
I would spend $15,000.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Sure.
$15,000 was the right answer.
Yeah.
Patty got it right, too. It's 4-3. Final question. Shania Twain is opening up about her struggles with Lyme disease. How do you get Lyme disease?
From a tick.
Final score, Kara 5. Patty in Johns Creek 4. Patty, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
Kara, your new record, 1,333 wins and 42 losses.
Ooh, ooh. Sorry, Patty.
You're awesome, Kara. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Great job for a first-timer, especially. Yeah. We're not going to give you the money, but we're going to give you the tickets to see Michael Bublé, Gas South Arena, coming up on August 8th. Tickets are on sale at AXS.com, but you need not worry about that, friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Patty. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday, as you know, 6:35 and 7:35. You can go ahead and sign up to play if you want. Just go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 825, partly cloudy, slight chance of afternoon showers today with a high of 93, 76 in Midtown. Braves lost to the Phillies 7-2. They have the day off. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you, not only who canceled their Atlanta date, but the rest of their world tour in just a minute. But as students and teachers prepare to head back to class, some are celebrating a brand new dress code. A group of students from East Cobb Middle School put together an incredible plan that impressed their principal so much, she decided to make a permanent change.
The students did this?
The students did this.
Okay.
Yes. So now the ladies can wear leggings, but with an oversized shirt that covers their bottoms. So I guess it started last March when the girls presented their idea to the principal, Latonia Young. They raised $800 for the Atlanta Women's Foundation, but their passion inspired Principal Young to make the change for this year permanent. So the kids will also be able to wear athletic slides like Crocs without breaking the rules.
You got to admit, leggings. Very comfortable. I wear them at least 3 days a week.
Me too. I live in leggings. I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't wear leggings. Jeez. Now, if you had tickets to see Shawn Mendes this October, at least you're going to get your money back. Mm-hmm. He announced yesterday he's canceling the rest of his Wonder World tour. He said he started the tour really excited to get back to playing live after the pandemic break, but realized he's just not ready yet. And how difficult touring has been already and was just really doing a number on his mental health. So he's pretty devastated to have to disappoint fans, but he needed to do what was best for him and to get better and to get back on the road and give fans the show that they really deserve.
When you say fans are going to get their money back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you got your tickets from a reputable site like Ticketmaster, they will give
even
you
the
they
fees,
will reimburse
even the processing
your money.
Fees.
I don't know about the processing fees now. I just know you'll get your money back for the ticket.
I'm going to charge Ticketmaster my processing fees for taking the money back. I've got to bring that money in. Put it in the bank or do something with it. I don't know.
Look at you.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Luke, you need to get some forgiveness for, almost poisoning a girl that you went on a date with last weekend. Is that correct?
I really like this girl, but I think I royally screwed up.
All right, what happened?
I met Jessica a few weeks ago online, talked to her for a while, finally convinced her to go out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I had planned the perfect date, but I guess it was just a little too much.
The perfect date, huh? Do tell.
Okay.
So I picked her up and I had flowers waiting for her in the car.
Nice.
And we went for drinks and then dinner.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I booked us some reservations at Little Alley Steak in Roswell.
Oh, yeah.
We had a nice little table outside and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good so far. Where did I want to get to the poisoning part?
When the server came to take our order, I guess I overstepped and I kind of took it upon myself to order for her.
Luke, I got to tell you, you're an old-fashioned fella. You have flowers
waiting in
the car.
I know, I like this.
You're ordering for the lady.
So did you pick out something that she didn't like?
Yeah, you could say that. I ordered her some surf and turf, but I had no idea that she was totally allergic to shellfish.
Oh, no.
Well, she must have known that you were ordering shellfish, right? Did she say something?
No, she was in the bathroom. So it wasn't until they brought it to the actual table that her face, she just like turned white. And that's when things got a little weird.
So you got her something else, right? You ordered her another entree or something?
I tried to give her my meal since I didn't have any shellfish on my plate, but it was done. She was totally turned off at that point.
Interesting. And so then what happened?
She called an Uber right there and went home, and I haven't heard from her since.
You were left with two entrees, including a lobster tail?
Oh, yeah. She didn't even pick up her fork. So have it was you, just, it was over.
Have you tried to apologize?
Yeah, profusely. And, you know, I just, you know, I kept texting and telling her how sorry I was. And I didn't know that she had food allergies, but I'd really like to see her again and try to make it up to her.
Yeah, like all this trouble that you went through, you obviously are enamored with her. You like her. You dig her. You don't want to just let this go. So why don't you hold on for a bit? We're going to get Jessica on the phone, and we'll see if we can get her to forgive you, and maybe you guys can get another date.
All right, thank you.
I know a lot of times when media gets involved with dating, they offer to pay for the second date, and that's not us.
We don't have the budget, but...
Okay.
Hopefully.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
First date, Luke was trying to be chivalrous. He had flowers waiting in the car. And when she was in the bathroom, he decided, I'm going to go ahead and order for both of us because that's what a gentleman does. I'm not sure about in 2022, but she came back to the table and was, I guess, allergic to the food or something and ended up being so put off that she called an Uber right from the table, never picked up her fork or nothing.
Ugh.
So Luke is hoping to get forgiveness and a second date. Luke, sit tight. We're going to talk to Jessica here real quick.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jessica?
Yes. How can I help you?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. We were just calling to check in about a date you had last weekend with this guy, Luke.
Oh, yeah. The guy who almost killed me.
Almost killed you?
Killed you.
I don't know. I guess he must have some sort of mental disorder or something. But it was really creepy. I had no idea how dangerous he was.
Whoa.
Danger? Hang on a second. What exactly happened?
This guy, he pulled a knife out on me.
Pulled a knife on you?
Yes.
We thought that this was about you having an allergic reaction to shellfish.
I do have an allergic reaction to shellfish. The waiter brought our food, and not only did it have shellfish on my plate, which I am highly allergic to, I can't even, like, smell it. But
right.
Then he pulls this huge knife out on me, and he points it at me. It's like, who does that? It's really a shame, though, because I did like him, but that is
Hang
crazy.
On a second.
She's got this all wrong.
Jessica. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We have Luke on the phone, as you could tell. Were you angry about this allergic reaction?
You didn't tell us you pulled a knife on her.
It was a shun. It's a kind of knife. It's one of the best knives on the market. I swear.
Okay.
That's not at all what it sounds like.
Like, usually murderers are not like, well, I murdered her, but it was a really nice knife.
No, yeah, it's a Ken Shun.
I don't even know how you were able to sit with that thing in your pocket, but when you pulled it out.
Yeah,
why are you
bringing this Ken Shun knife on a date?
I'm a chef, and I'm just kind of picky, and I always like to take my favorite knife with me to any steakhouse.
So the cutlery at the restaurant isn't good enough?
At Little Alley, let alone?
I was just trying to impress Jessica with my skills and cut up my steak for her since I didn't have any shellfish on my plate.
So you were like, look, I brought my own utensils. I'm going to cut up your food for you.
Trying to be like Salt Bae, but with the knife. Knife Bae. I mean, it sounds somewhat admirable.
I guess he wasn't trying to kill me, but isn't it weird to bring your own silverware to a restaurant?
I see what you're saying, and I'm so sorry. And I also had no idea that you were allergic to shellfish, and I was not trying to kill you. I was trying to get to know you. Like, I would never do something like that. I really hope
you are getting her to know you.
Yeah, you're right. But I hope you'll give me a chance to make this up.
Yeah, Jessica, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Can you forgive Luke for all this and maybe try again?
Only if you please leave your knife at home and promise not to poison me. Between the shellfish on my plate and you pulling out a knife, I just watch way too many, like, murder TV shows.
Apparently.
I was really scared.
I promise if I was going to kill you, it wouldn't be at plain sight at Lily Alley's thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so if he invites you down a dark alley, Jessica.
Then you need to be
then
concerned.
Then you need to be worried.
Okay, if I go missing, at least the radio knows.
How sad is the dating market in Atlanta where a woman's requirement to date a guy is don't bring your knife and try to murder me.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
And we're all good.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Well, this is kind of adorable. Brian needs forgiveness for asking his sister's bestie out on a date.
I finally got up the courage to ask her out, and it blew up in my face.
Here, where it all went wrong, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.